Lawmakers are encouraging President Joe Biden to award the nation's highest civilian honor to Montgomery native Fred Gray Sr. The prominent civil rights attorney led landmark cases representing black activists such as Martin Luther King Jr. and Rosa Parks. Now, many believe it's time to award Gray with the Presidential Medal of Freedom. WBHM's Janae Pierre reports.
At 90 years old, civil rights attorney Fred Gray Sr. is still fighting for what's right. Even during a pandemic, you can find the fully vaccinated lawyer at his office in Tuskegee.
He's still working every day. It's not because he has to, but it's because it's that fire in his belly, and it's because he still wants to help people.
That's Fred Gray Jr. He and his dad work together. He says his dad won't slow down. Gray is currently working on behalf of the Macon County Commission to remove a Confederate monument in the heart of downtown Tuskegee. Gray Jr. says that drive and tenacity his dad has is only part of the reason he should be awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
His IQ and his work is right up there with men like Thurgood Marshall and Oliver Hill and Wally Branton, people like that.
Fred Gray Sr. began his law career in 1954. He was thrust into the national spotlight the next year after representing Rosa Parks following her arrest for refusing to give up her seat on a bus in Montgomery. Parks' arrest sparked the Montgomery bus boycott. That led to the case of Browder versus Gale, ending racial segregation on public transportation in Alabama. Then, in 1964, Gray led the case that desegregated Alabama's public schools in Lee versus Macon. But his fight didn't stop in the courtroom. In 1970, he became one of the first blacks to join the Alabama legislature since Reconstruction. Patricia Rifo is president of the American Bar Association. She says Gray's nearly seven-decade-long career represents the best that all lawyers aspire to be.
He's used his legal skills throughout his entire career for the betterment of his fellow citizens. He's just an extraordinary example of the good that a lawyer can do.
In a letter last month, U.S. Representative Terry Sewell called on President Biden to honor Gray with the Medal of Freedom because of his groundbreaking work. Biden has yet to award anyone with the high honor since he's taken office, but Sewell says she feels confident the president is looking into it.
I believe that it is incumbent that we award this American hero as a testament to the extraordinary sacrifices and leadership that he's shown in really changing our laws and desegregating public accommodations. That's what the Montgomery bus boycott was about.
Sewell calls herself a direct beneficiary of Gray's lifelong work. She's Alabama's first black congresswoman and a former lawyer. She says she can't imagine practicing law during the civil rights movement. Gray Jr. says his father's work was dangerous and a few threats were made.
I don't know if it's the KKK or who it was, but it was a list of houses or targets for bombings, and our house was one of them.
Like so many foot soldiers of the movement, Gray put his life on the line defending people who looked like him in search for equality. Congresswoman Sewell says the outcome of Gray's historical cases have made America better.
Attorney Gray's contributions to our democracy are infinite. In the words of one of his clients, which was Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Fred Gray is a, quote, drum major for justice, peace, and righteousness.
The Biden administration has not issued a date when it'll announce honorees for the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Sewell says she's hopeful that Gray will receive the nation's highest civilian honor. Janae Pierre, WBHM.